Theron was already outside the spaceport, milling with the rest of the crowd beyond the doors when he heard the first explosion. He resisted the urge to rush back inside. He didn't want to draw any unwanted attention to himself, but he couldn't help wondering if something had gone wrong with Tevith's plan. When he saw her ship taking off after a short time, he breathed a deep sigh of relief. The second explosion came an instant later, this one much larger than the first. Cries of dismay welled up from the crowd, most from pilots and captains imagining what damage might have been done to their ships.
"Which hangar are you in?"
Theron asked the Celestin he'd been speaking with earlier.
"B-10,"
he replied glumly in his native tongue. Then his eyes narrowed.
"You run inside. Why?"
"Had to check on my cargo,"
Theron lied.
"Make sure everything was safe."
"You come back out. Big explosions,"
the Celestin continued.
"Suspicious."
"Don't try to pin this on me," Theron said defensively. "You said it yourself, hut business. You got a problem? Talk to them."
The Celestin continued to glare at Theron for several seconds, then finally turned away.
"Just worried about my ship."
"Me too,"
Theron said. When he continued, he spoke loud enough for the others in the crowd to hear.
"That explosion sounded bad. The huts will probably want to shut down the whole spaceport while they make repairs."
"Shut it down?"
the Celestin echoed, the idea suddenly taking root in his head.
"Yeah, they'll probably quarantine the whole area and seize everything inside as evidence while they investigate what happened."
There was a moment of stunned silence as the crowd pondered the implications of his words. Then a woman shouted,
"No way I'm letting those greedy slugs get their mitts on my ship!"
Her defiant outcry touched off a stampede as everyone tried to get inside at once, pushing and shoving one another out of the way in their haste to grab whatever cargo they could and take off before the huts swooped in and closed the spaceport down. Theron waited a few seconds until the small crowd had completely disappeared into the spaceport. Confident there wouldn't be any witnesses sticking around to give his description to the huts and cause trouble for Republic SIS, he sauntered off in the other direction, whistling an old Mantellian tune.